Do you get anxious in a moment of silence? What about when you're in a small group and you're waiting on someone to pray, anyone to pray, and you all just sit there in silence, waiting? Some of you are nervous right now just thinking about it. The sound of silence can be deafening. Many people can't stand to be alone, to be still, or sit in silence for any extended period of time. Look at our church services. If there isn't music, teaching, a video, announcements, or something going on or happening to keep our attention, we don't know what to do. We are conditioned to noise. Noise is everywhere. Noise sells. It's an actual marketing tool used to stimulate consumption. So of course, we are bombarded with it and even face noise pollution. As a result, there's an ongoing conflict between noise and silence. I get that conflict. As I go through my day, I find I crave silence more and more. And even though I can be comfortable in chaos or noise and activity, I get to a point I must stop and be silent. We weren't made to be stimulated and surrounded by noise 24/7. Did you know that silence and solitude are spiritual disciplines? It's not an easy thing to sit in silence and be still. It takes practice. But the more I take time to be still and be silent, it's in those moments I can hear God's voice. I can listen. I can meditate on the truth of God's word and have more clarity in understanding Scripture and how God wants me to apply it to my life. I love how David Mathis at desiringgod.org describes these disciplines. He says, solitude is a kind of companion to fellowship, a fasting from other people to make our return to them all the better. And silence is a fasting from noise and talk to improve our listening and speaking. I've never thought of solitude as a fasting from people or silence as a fasting from noise and talk. But isn't that what we see Jesus do all throughout the Gospels? Luke 5:15-16. Yet the news about him spread all the more, so that crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. Jesus had a huge following. Thousands of people were coming to see him. His ministry was booming. He was in high demand. But what do we see him do? He stepped away. He left the crowd to be alone and pray. For anyone in ministry watching this today, please take note. Jesus often withdrew from the crowd. Was the crowd in need? Yes. Were they possibly disappointed he left them? Yes. Did Jesus still step away? Yes. To meet the demands of the call on his life, Jesus knew he needed silence and solitude to reset, renew, and hear the will of the Father. If you think you can't afford to take time away for silence and solitude, the reality is you can't afford not to. That's the truth. Practice the discipline of silence and solitude. As you do, you'll be better equipped to serve and love those around you, even in the midst of all the noise. I'm Lori Klein.